Well, Martin, I know it's been a long road, and certainly it's been quite some time since you set out on this journey. We went back, 18 months ago?
Yeah, mid-November 2019 we began, Tom, and then the Ulster League started at the end of February 2020, played two games, and then the whole thing came to a halt. Back up and running last, what we thought was last September, and then 3 days before we were supposed to play on the end of October, it was pulled again, and then we played the quarterfinal at Christmas time, 20th of December against Armagh, a very tight game, and again it was pulled ahead of the semi-final. It was pulled on Christmas Eve actually, so it's been a bit of a roller coaster for all minor teams around the country, you know, with regards to that there.
Yeah, and I suppose there's obviously uncertainty, you know, when it was put back on, but there was even uncertainty at one time if it'd ever be played, like, isn't
absolutely
it?
Yeah, definitely there was a lot of uncertainty, and you wanted to be realistic, and you wanted with our lads, because to tell them that the championship was being pulled would have been, as with any minor lad, would have been really, really hard for them to take, you know what I mean? They're a special bunch of lads, and there was times I doubted whether it would be back up again, you know what I mean? But thankfully, things have turned around a bit, and the GAA and Ulster Council have thankfully got it up and running, it resumed, you know?
And you're there at the death now, so it's Kerry at the weekend, Kerry on Sunday?
Kerry on Sunday, Tom, yeah. All-Ireland final against Kerry, the stuff of dreams, you know, at the same time, but at the same time it could be the stuff of nightmares if we're not prepared right, you know.
Well, let's look at your season so far. Like you quite rightly said, you started out in December, I think it was just before Christmas.
Yeah.
Beat Armagh, and you know you then had the break until what, I think 6 months of a break really.
Yeah. 26th of June we played Tyrone in the semi final.
Yeah. And you've had Tyrone, Monaghan, and Meath, all tight games.
Yeah.
And you've come through flying colours.
Well, I wouldn't say flying colours. We've come through, Tom, you know. The Tyrone game went down to the death now. Tyrone had a 45 at the end to take the game to extra time, so we only won that by a point. And then against Monaghan, we had a decent lead, but then Monaghan came back at us very, very strong, and we just closed it out at the very, very end, deep in injury time. And then last week, another tight tussle with the quality team Meath. So, that's good to come through them games, Tom, definitely. The lads are definitely battle-hardened. They've a lot of confidence in themselves that they can go down the road, you know, with regards to if there's a tight tussle, that they will have a lot of confidence knowing that they have physically gone through them games, and mentally as well, that they know they've come out on top of them games. So there's definitely advantages to be had with that there, Tom.
And just looking through the team as well, or the line-out, and certainly the starting line-outs, no big changes really. It's been very, very much, except maybe the first day out against Armagh, but certainly in the last couple of weeks, no great changes, same personnel?
Yeah, well, since the Armagh game, we've lost our full-back, Sean Deehan, and wing-forward, Ray Dillon, to two injuries, so they haven't featured now this past while. They're not available for selection. Two big losses, but not since the Tyrone game. You know, it has been fairly consistent, which is good in an injury front wise. We've a few boys who've been coming back from injury, and the games have probably been coming a wee bit too quick for them. They can't get enough training done in between, that sort of stuff. But they're definitely going the right road, and hopefully they'll be ready to make an impact on Sunday if called upon.
Yeah, and I know managers are loath to praise individual players, but Matthew Downey, I suppose, when it comes to scoring, has been the standout player, really, hasn't he?
Yeah, Matthew's a quality player now, a quality young fella and a quality player. There's no doubt about that there, great leader.
Definite proof that apples don't fall far from the tree.
Yeah, that's for sure now. That's for sure, you know. But there's lots of quality throughout the team, you know. But Matthew's the captain, and you know he's just a great leader and very, very driven. And you know, the bigger the challenge, Matthew laps it up, as so many of the rest of the boys do, which is great for Derry, like, you know.
Go through the line out quickly for me. Just talk to about the players.
All right, right. Cian McGonigal is our keeper. Cian's a lot of potential. A very, very cool customer, has done really, really well. Kickers have been very good. Was unlucky in the semi-final, saved the penalty, but then Meath scored the rebound. Full-back line be Adam McGonigal, Patrick McGurk, Connor Shields, Adams, Adam cornerback. Adam's been a tight marker throughout the campaign for us. Patrick McGurk is underage this year. Patrick came into the team. He came into the team to replace Sean Deehan now and hasn't looked back. Patrick's Johnny McGurk's son. Quality player, and again, never gets flustered. Connor Shields was the captain of the team when they were under 15. Connor's from Desert Martin, and again, has been playing really, really well. Stepped up at a crucial time the first half last Saturday to kick a very important point for us to put us looking in level at the break. Half-back line, Mark Doherty from Newbridge, vice captain. Mark's just a real... I've seen somebody in the paper refer to him this week as a Duracell bunny, and it's probably a very apt description because he just never stops. He's just all action everywhere, all over the field, the heart of a lion. And he stepped up last week to kick two very, very important points for us, which we've been encouraging him to do because we know he has that in his locker. Owen McAvoy, Mara Felt at six. Owen is a quality player. He's a really good physical presence for us at six. I know in the semi-final we had to take him back to Mark Owen Freen, meets Danger Man in the semi-final, and he handled that, passed that test with flying colours. Another player with a big future in the game. Seven, Lee Brady from Balahi. Lee is probably better known as an attacking wing back, but the last game or two we've had to give him detailed man marking jobs, and again he's flew through them with flying colours. Again, another quality player with plenty of pace. Midfield, Dan Higgins, who I'm sure everybody now at this stage knows Dan Higgins after the social media activity a few weeks ago. But Dan's from where I felt it, just a real gentle giant, Dan. But has really stepped up and has become a massive leader for us. Winning crucial kickouts at crucial times in games. Patrick again from the Given beside Dan. Patrick just is very... quiet, goes about his business. Probably one of the players that, if you were watching the game, you probably wouldn't notice a wee lot, but as a management team, he's absolutely vital to everything that we do, and he knows that there, and he manages the game for us brilliantly. Half forward line, Donica Gilmore. Donica is a real story because Donica done his cruciate last February and looked as if his minor campaign was over, and that was really tough for a lad to deal with, but he's been... through the lockdowns, it's really helped him, and he's had his opportunity to compete at this level. He's got himself back up to fitness and rehab fully, and he's been a massive addition to us. He's serious athleticism. Obviously, Matthew's centre half forward. Matthew's just, as I said, a fantastic leader as well as footballer. And the other wing 12 is Jody McDermott from Glen. Jody's worked really, really hard throughout the year and in every game, but on a big shift for us both defensively and on the attacking front. Stepped up to score a point last weekend, and we know he has that more of that in his locker, so hopefully that'll continue and he can get on the scoreboard again this weekend. Full forward line 13, Charlie Diamond. Charlie is a son of Carl from Balahi. Charlie's playing really, really well at the moment, sort of likes to rotate in and out, likes to be in the playmaker role, sweet left foot on him, and very good free taker as well. Full forward Lachlan Murray from Desert Martin. Lachlan has been a great success for us. You know, Lachlan's a boy who, a quiet lad who hadn't really been about county squads and hadn't been had a lot of exposure at a high level. But we always knew there was a lot of ability in him, and the night of the Ulster final, for anybody that's seen it, seen the performance he put in. So there's great potential in Lachlan. And then the other corner forward, Niall O'Donnell. Niall was the other player who came into the team after the injuries. Niall's from Ballanderry, and he's a year young too, so he's minor again this year. And Niall has just fitted in seamlessly. He's put in massive shifts for us in every game so far and has always been an attacking threat. He's come up with a crucial goal against Tyrone, and he scored the goal against Ballanderry, against Monaghan in the Ulster final. So that's the 15, Tom.
So obviously, and then you have consistently used a certain amount of subs as well. And talk to me, Kerry, your opponents, what, going for six type finals in 7 years? They have been the benchmark in recent seasons, haven't they?
Oh, definitely. You know, they're, again, another quality Kerry side, a typical Kerry side, with full of footballers, full of pace, full of power. They're quite a big side too, but their six forwards are all two-footed, full of football, scoring forwards, you know, so they'll give us plenty of nightmares trying to get matchups right and trying to get ourselves in a position where we can try and compete with them and handle them, that sort of stuff, you know. But no, they have to be respected. As you say, Kerry's the benchmark, and it's great to be competing with Kerry in an All-Ireland final, but competing with them's not good enough, you know what I mean? You have to try and get over the line, and I know that's what these boys will be striving for massively this weekend.
And as we mentioned, it's been a hectic watch. You're going, 4 weeks in a row this weekend?
Yeah, 4 weeks in a row, yeah. And we also have the 2021 minors as well, so we're training and managing both squads at the minute now, so there's not a lot of free time, Tom,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. But you won't be even home on Sunday evening?
No, probably not, you know, but it's a good problem to have compared to what we've been through this past year, you know.
It is indeed, and it's a good lift for Derry, and obviously Derry football on a bit of a high, promoted at senior level.
Yeah.
Probably a little more than a little disappointed that they left Ballybuffet with nothing last weekend, so things are shaping up again.
Yeah, definitely there's a bit of positivity back in Derry football again, so and that's thanks to our seniors and Rory and the rest of the management team and what they have achieved. And so if these minors can help that bit of positivity and drive a bit more positivity, you know, that'll be brilliant, so it is. And there's Owen Beg's an exciting place to be about at the minute.
Brilliant.
And young fellas and lads want to be there.
Yeah. Everybody fitting well?
No additional niggles or injuries. A few bumps and bruises and a lot of fatigue, Tom, you know, but no, I think everybody's okay. I think everybody's okay, ready to go.